Igniting Hope Ministries welcomes you. Prepare yourself to listen to a message that will spark hope and renew your mind.
Hi, Steve Backlin here. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. I'm going to be reading out of my devotional book, Higher Perspectives. And this is one of my favorite devotionals. Great for personal time with God every day, or for your family or marriage, or to read before your leadership team meetings to just inspire your team. I'm going to read out of devotional 17. Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. This is a higher perspective statement. And the devotional starts by reading Joshua 6, verses 15 to 20. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early and marched around the city seven times in the same manner. On that day only they marched around the city seven times, and the seventh time it happened when the priest blew the trumpet that Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Now, in each of the devotionals, we have a lower perspective. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, humorous way of thinking that would have been much lower and probably more logical and realistic for the people. So let's kind of chuckle about these. Joshua could have concluded, prophetic acts are only symbolic and have no physical effect. God would never use a creative, unorthodox battle plan. They should wait for the walls to start crumbling before shouting. They should have a backup plan ready with more men and better weapons, because this was likely not to work. This was probably a test from God, and he would be more pleased if they circled the city 10 or 15 times instead of only seven. And Joshua should not make this bold of a declaration, because maybe nothing would happen. Now, there's three elevating truths that I want to share that are from the book. Number one, prophetic acts are powerful. All through the Old and New Testament, God instructed his people to do prophetic acts that brought a dramatic shift to the circumstance. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, it says, for though we walk according to the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Often the real battle isn't what we see in front of us. The battle is in the spiritual realm. Elevating truth number two, God will only lead you into battles he has positioned you to win. There isn't a single story in Scripture where God sends his people into battle and then did not give them a strategy to win. Just like an earthly father wants to watch his kids succeed in life, how much more would God position his children for victory? And elevating truth number three, revelation of what we already have in Christ will bring the shout of victory. Romans 8:37 tells us that we are more than conquerors. Believing we are victorious is often the most important part of the battle. The essence of faith is to believe something is ours before we have actually experienced it. Let's believe now that we are victorious in Christ. And then another part of the devotional is giving God something to work with. These are ideas for you. Lead a group of people in a prophetic act. Approach an obstacle with a creative solution. Make a bold declaration over a seemingly impossible situation in your life. Speak up in a group of people with a bold declaration. And lastly, here's some declarations to create higher perspectives. I want you to repeat these after me if you can. I am positioned for victory. My prophetic acts shift circumstances. My faith declarations demolish strongholds. I love this story in the Bible. And I was really struck by elevating truth number three. And I want to read it again as we close. It's this. Revelation of what we already have in Christ will bring the shout of victory. Romans 8:37 tells us that we are more than conquerors. Believing we are victorious is often the most important part of the battle. The essence of faith is to believe something is ours before we've actually experienced it. Let's believe now we are victorious in Christ. God bless you. Thank you for listening. We'll look forward to having you with us on a future podcast.
We hope that you have been blessed by this message. For more resources, you can visit our website at ignitinghope.com.